AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says there must be a peaceful solution between Russia and Ukraine.
It's time for restraint, reason, and de-escalation. There is no place for actions and statements that would take this dangerous situation over the abyss. It's time to establish a ceasefire and return to the path of dialogue and negotiations to save the people in Ukraine and beyond from the scourge of war.
Russia began evacuating its embassy in Kyiv, and Ukraine urged its citizens to leave Russia. Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba says the beginning of a large-scale war in Ukraine by Vladimir Putin will be the end of the world order as we know it.
What he tries to do now is to prove that the United Nations are weak, indecisive, and unable to defend their core principles. That rules do not apply to him, to Russia, to Putin.
Ukraine's Minister for Digital Transformation says a wave of denial of service attacks targeted official websites and some banks. Nearly 2 years after Breonna Taylor's shooting death by police in Louisville, Kentucky, the only officer facing criminal charges in the botched raid is on trial for shooting into Taylor's neighbor's apartment. Stuart Matthews is representing Brett Hankinson.
Brett Hankinson was justified in what he did, and everything he did on that scene out there before, during, and after the shooting occurred was logical, was reasonable, was justified, and made total sense.
Prosecutors say Hankinson's decision to fire blindly through Taylor's apartment endangered her neighbors. Jurors are deliberating in the federal trial of three fired Minneapolis officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. The CDC says some people getting Pfizer or Moderna vaccines should consider waiting up to 8 weeks between the first and second doses. 3 to 4 weeks was the previous recommendation. This is AP News. A new report says global warming will lead to more wildfires in the U.S. and around the world. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the story.
Researchers say uncontrollable and devastating wildfires are becoming an expected seasonal event in many parts of the world, including the western U.S., eastern Australia, northern Siberia, and central India. Their report for the United Nations finds a worsening cycle. Climate change brings more drought and higher temperatures, which makes it easier for fires to start. And then those fires release more carbon into the air. That affects the environment and people's health. Experts say many nations are devoting more time and money on fighting fires than prevention. The U.S. announced a $50 billion effort to reduce wildfire risk, but has only devoted a fraction of the funding. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.